Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic. I'm Nara Birch, or as an alternate title, I don't have a therapist, so instead I'm processing all of my emotions by talking into this podcast microphone. So yeah, hi. So this is actually a positive one. It's just a hard... I'm having trouble processing this, and I've done an episode about emotions in general and how feeling happy is a lot for me. So there's more in depth about that if you want to check out that episode. I don't remember what it's called. I think it's called I Second That Emotion, because I like song titles for my podcast episodes. Anyways, moving on. So just in case you don't want to go back and listen to that, let me just give a quick rundown. Emotions are difficult for me, both negative and positive. I spent most of my life feeling nothing but negative emotions. I had some brief flashes of happiness that I didn't even realize what they were until I got older and started feeling it more. Once I escaped my ex-spouse and I ran away from and I stopped talking to my parents, I started to feel happiness more. But it's still been a very jarring sensation. Like, it's a very manic kind of happiness. It's a very, I don't know how to explain it. It's just, can I explain it in terms of drugs? Okay, so let me explain it in terms of drugs. It's like a high, but like, not like a fun high. I'm not a fan of a, let's do a drug that gets you high for like 5 minutes, like super high for 5 minutes, and then you come crashing down. I don't like those drugs. I like the drugs like marijuana or some shrooms. Oh God, my cat's going into a garbage bag right now because he's a little trash goblin. I like the kind of high that is just kind of like sustained and long, and you don't have to keep redoing it over and over again. It's just, that's a better kind of high to me. And my happiness so far is like the short bursts currently. Except for like the past few days, I guess. I'm so sorry for the crinkling noise. He's like, I can just see the tip of his tail, and now that's disappeared. He is in the cave. I don't know what's in that bag, quite honestly. Where it's probably stuff from moving. So just ignore that. I apologize. So a couple days ago, I noticed that not even a couple of days ago. I very rarely I notice that sometimes I feel kind of empty. And it's very confusing. It's not bad, though. It doesn't feel bad. It doesn't feel like the burnout. And what I am coming to realize is I think I'm starting to, instead of the manic, like, poppers, like, high, instead, it's finally coming to, like, maybe a marijuana level of happiness. And because it's been very weird and I don't like it. It's been very difficult for me to process. I know there's a lot of reasons why I'm feeling like this. I'm starting to meet new people, which is lovely. We got some good news about a possible moving situation, which is also awesome. And I think the issue is I don't feel anxiety right now, and I don't like that. I'm not used to that. My brain keeps trying to make me feel anxious. Like, I texted two different humans this morning asking about social things, and neither of them responded. So my brain has been like trying to like latch onto that all day, and I haven't let it. My anxiety hasn't taken over. I am doing okay. And it still feels a little empty. There's occasional, like, I can feel the happiness coming. But it's definitely, it's weird, man. It's weird. Like, to the point where I really didn't even want to be alone today. Like, I spent a lot of this morning trying to just process the feelings I have. And I don't like to be alone when I have new feelings. I mean, it's not like I have new feelings that often. This is just a new experience for me. And I don't know. It's weird. As you can tell by my talking, I feel like I sound still a little manic. But And I'm just, I've, because I am just so interested in pushing myself now. I am in social events and trying to meet people. That's the other thing. I need to keep reminding myself that my new motto is just like, it's from the Simon and Garfunkel, like the 59th Street Bridge, just all is groovy. And I need to try to focus on being in the moment, accepting the happiness and the feelings I have inside of me. Actually, I want to get a tattoo now of it. I have, for most of my tattoo career, being Jewish, I have felt uncomfortable getting my forearms tattooed or whatever the inside part of your arm is. Like, I felt uncomfortable about it, but like, I'm starting to realize that I am a rather tiny human vessel and there's not a lot of available space, and I'm not going to let Hitler get in the way of me having a coping mechanism. So I am planning on getting that tattooed on like the inside of my arm, just the all is groovy and like melty letters, I think. I don't know. I just thought of it the other day, but I'm really excited about it because I think it's going to be pretty and trippy, and I'm going to be able to look at it, and I need to just try to just ground myself. Just really try to focus and kind of just let the happiness wash over me instead of letting my brain run, just trying to accept that maybe I can just sit in it and listen to a podcast for a few minutes and actually not experience anxiety. That's the funny thing. It's the lack of anxiety that's giving me fucking anxiety. Like, fucking ironic, right? Oh, man. I'm going to definitely have to listen back to this to make sure it makes sense. Because again, you guys are my therapists. Thank you so much for being my therapists. I really appreciate it. I should probably try to find an actual therapist who can maybe talk back to me and maybe help me out a little bit more. But I'm doing my best. Back to what was like, I feel like I'm going all over the place, but I don't think I mentioned what my plans were for tonight. Since I don't want to really be alone, and I don't, like, I want to try to meet new people in general, I'm going to go to a local gay bar that's really close to us and just go and have, like, a drink by myself and just go and knit in the corner, I guess, and hope that somebody wants to talk to me. It's not much of a game plan, but I'm trying to meet people, and I'm trying to do things that challenge me socially, and I like the fact that I am finally in fucking control. Nobody is controlling me. I am in control. I get to do what the fuck I want. I do. And that's another feeling that I think I'm starting to realize, because like at this point I've had a couple of, I'm starting to be able to practice polyamory in a really, really healthy way, like with meeting new people that way and like going on dates and stuff. Like the other day I had a date the other night that like I kind of lost track of time and I had to go pick up my fiance from work. And like, if that had been my ex-spouse, the fact that I was 15 minutes later than I said I was going to be, I would have gotten roundly abused for that. It would have been horrific. But like, and I kept apologizing to my fiance. He's like, it's cool. You were having a good time. That's all that matters. And like, I just, it's weird being free. It's weird knowing that like, I'm in control of my destiny. And I like that feeling, because just for so long, I feel like time and freedom, I was just trapped. I was just trapped in a prison. And now I'm a little sprigataki, which means, I think, tiny songbird in Greek. I don't know. My fiance calls me that when I whistle. I whistle when I'm in distress. Some people think it's adorable. Some people don't love it sensory-wise. So I'm not going to imitate it, even though my stimming is like trying to be like, you need to imitate it now. You need to imitate it now. I'm like literally like hitting my wrists together because I'm trying not to whistle. I'm good. We're all good. All is groovy. Everything is fine. Everything is good. We are all an amazing collective community, and I hope that you guys are all able to live your best lives. And if you're not, I know what that's like, and I've been there, and I love you. And if you ever need to reach out to talk, just reach out to me. I think I'm gonna stop right now because I feel like this has just been a manic roller coaster ride. Like, at this point, I'm literally sitting in my chair so weirdly. I am just like leaned over and like with my head on the armrest and one leg on the floor and one leg like tucked underneath me. You guys don't need to know all of this. What you do need to know, perhaps, is how to reach out to me if you would like to talk to me. My Instagram is fuckyoupfairy. I have an email address, theautisticpinup@gmail.com, and I have a buy me a coffee link if you wish to support me financially and help feed my yarn and Wendy's biggie bags habits. Anyways, thank you guys so much for sticking through this with me. I appreciate you all, and I will talk to you later. Bye!